The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedic, spine, eye, cancer and cardiology.
This is News Talk.
Green Scene on The Pat Kenny Show. Sponsored by the ESB and IIEA Rethink Energy Lecture Series. Hear from the world's leading figures on climate and energy policy. IIEA.com.
At this time for Green Scene, our new series on the environment, I'm joined, hopefully who's not joking, Professor Breen O'Callaghan, Director of MARAI. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm much better because I've cleared my throat when you said good morning. And thanks very much for joining us. Brian, yesterday around this time, I was presenting from an island. It shouldn't have been an island, but this building was surrounded by water here in Cork at Republic of Work. It happened again. And now there were environmental factors that were a perfect storm effectively yesterday, but it keeps happening in this part of the world. And as the headline on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning asks, how many more times must this happen? Cork is suffering disproportionately.
It is indeed. And a lot of it is as you say, these natural factors that come together. Unfortunately, what we had was a spring tide, which I'll come back to, because a spring tide in October seems a strange thing. But that was combined with heavy overnight rain. And then the winds also played a role. Now, this spring tide is an occurrence that happens twice a month, effectively, when you have the Earth, the Sun and the Moon kind of lined up. And this creates a gravitational pull that leads to an increased bulge in the oceans, more so than usual. So these are referred to as the tides springing forth. So spring tides happen twice a month, effectively. It's nothing to do with the spring season. But when they're combined with overnight rain and the winds, as we saw, this can lead to a risk of flooding. As you say, it's not a new situation. In fact, recordings show that there were 277 flood occurrences in Cork in the period from 1841 to 1988. What's happened more recently, of course, is that we're seeing in recent times a significant increase in frequency and also the damages that are caused. So we've had recent flooding events in October 2004, November 2009, February 2014, and as you say, yesterday morning as well. And the one in 2009 was particularly damaging, 90 million in damages. February 2014, less so, but still significant, 40 million in damages. But of course, these costs don't really take into account the disruption it causes for people and the concerns that it raises.
And as we heard yesterday, they can't get flood insurance anymore because there is not a proper flood defence in place. And what annoys Cork people, a lot of things annoy Cork people, but what annoys Cork people is you go somewhere like Waterford that had a similar problem, they put in flood defences and they were attractive flood defences, and Waterford, the quays in Waterford don't flood anymore. In Cork it's been ground down to a row and a row that's not benefiting anybody.
Exactly. There are plans in place, but there are competing perspectives as to how this can be achieved. How can we defend Cork against flooding? So on the one hand, you have the OPW in conjunction with Cork City and County Councils, who are advancing what's called the Lower Lee Flood Relief Scheme. This is a significant investment. The estimates are between 120 and 140 million. But as I said, those costs that we've seen recently are very significant. So it is a significant investment, but it would pay itself off, essentially. And the idea behind that is that it would protect Cork from a 1 in 100 year flood event from the river and a 1 in 200 year flood event from the tide. Part of the challenge in that is that it involves, amongst the things that are proposed in that, raising the walls along the river. And there's a proposal from another group, Save Cork City, to essentially move the solution further downstream from the city and install a tidal barrier with a navigation gate so that in that way you could retain and in fact upgrade the walls of along the river, but bring them back to their old traditional kind of state rather than increasing the size of the walls. And what, as you say, then what we have then is a kind of an impasse or a stalemate. So the OPW are progressing their plans, and
but it doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't solve the problem because the water comes from both sides. It comes from the river and the dam, and it comes from the sea as well. So look, something needs to be done because we can't have scenes like we had yesterday. Brian, we'll leave it there. Professor Brian O'Gallagher from MARAI, the SFI Research Centre for Energy, Climate and Marine. Thanks very much for joining us. Jonathan Healy in for Bath. Stay with us.